How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds lower above 40 gigabytes see detail.
It's time to turn your bathroom into your personal sanctuary with Lowe's. Right now, save big on stylish fixtures and more storage, like a white shaker-style vanity cabinet with vanity top and mirror, now just $199. Or a dark gray vanity cabinet with white cultured marble top for just $299. Don't just do it yourself. Do it for yourself. Find more savings on everything you need for your home projects at Lowe's today. U.S. only, valid through February 2nd, 2021.
The following tale is a twofold mystery of sorts. It's certainly a whodunit, but more interestingly, it's the mystery of what it is that is hardwired into our souls, our DNA, our being, that compels us to push ourselves to uncover the truths about those closest to us, our family. Unfortunately, this story doesn't answer any of those questions. That's what makes it a mystery. In the end, you'll be left more curious and hankering for an explanation. On October 30th, 2018, Michael Jr. and Christopher Carroll climbed the stairs of the Lake Grove, New York home located on Olive Street that had been in the Carroll family for over 60 years. Dad, there is something I think you should see, one of the boys said. Michael Sr. made his way down the stairs, looked into the hole, and lying there before him was a skeleton. George Carroll was born in 1933 and married Dorothy in 1952. The couple went on to have four children. Not much information is available regarding the Carroll marriage during the years that led up to the mysterious disappearance of George in 1963. He just vanished, and no satisfactory answers were forthcoming from Dorothy. Her response when asked was, "He went out and never came back." The children, Jean, Patricia, Stephen, and Michael, were 10, 8, 6 and 2, respectively, when George disappeared. Growing up, the children would often ask about their father, but the questioning faded as they came to know that it was something that just wasn't talked about. The two younger children, Stephen and Michael, were only left with vague memories of their father, as their years with him were so short. Life went on for the Carroll family, and Dorothy never reported George missing, and curiously, neither did anybody else. Throughout the years, rumors floated around that George returned to a girlfriend in Korea. Some even said he was buried in the basement. How these rumors came about is unknown. Sometime in the ensuing years, Dorothy married a man named Richard Duress Sr., and he moved into the Olive Street home. The couple had a son together and named him Richard Duress Jr. The couple divorced in 1983 and Richard moved to Mexico. Michael Carroll bought the family home from Dorothy in 1998 before she died at the age of 64. He did ask his mother one last time about his dad. Dorothy's answer didn't change. she again told him that he left and never came back. Fast forward to the year 2015, Michael Sr., who was 20 years older than his dad was when he vanished, never forgot his father and had the yearning to find out what became of him. He consulted with a psychic who entered the basement of the home. She pointed to a spot on the floor and said, "He's buried there." So Michael hired excavators who brought in ground-penetrating radar equipment and tested the area the psychic pointed out. The equipment indicated a disturbance 5 to 6 feet under a concrete slab. From that point on, Michael was on a mission. He began digging in that spot, which wasn't an easy task. There were concerns that the foundation of the home would be compromised, but he kept at it. By this time, Richard Duress Sr. had moved from Mexico to Texas, and Michael was set to visit him in June 2018 to discuss his father's disappearance. Sadly, Richard died on the very day that Michael was supposed to meet with him. Discouraged but not deterred, he continued digging until he suffered a stroke and was unable to continue. That's when his two grown sons, Michael Jr. and Christopher, took over the task for their father. Michael called the police and informed the officers that he unearthed a skeleton in his basement that he believed was his father. The skeleton was taken to Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office, where it was later determined to be that of George Carroll. There was blunt force trauma to his head, and the death was ruled a homicide. George was an Army corporal who served in the Korean War. He was a generous man who loved working on cars. While he was serving in the Army, he dismantled a three-wheeled vehicle and mailed the parts to his mother's home in Lake Grove, then rebuilt it when he got home. George Carroll was given a proper veterans burial with honors on October 25, 2019, in Calverton National Cemetery, and along with that, some of the demons that haunted the Carroll children for over 50 years were buried too. Around 100 people attended the private service, where bagpipes played Amazing Grace and Army officers presented a flag to George's daughter, Jean. "This has been the greatest day of closure for us," says Stephen Carroll, who was 6 years old when his father disappeared. "The outpouring of love we have experienced today is just incredible." "This is a love story," said Jean Carroll Kennedy, who was 10 when her father disappeared. "It's a love story between children and their father." She went on to say, "I always dreamed about knowing where my father was. I am absolutely elated." "My dad was a cool guy," Michael Sr. said. He also stated, "I'm glad this is finally over, and I'm glad that I don't have to break up my house anymore. I feel great that my dad is free from that crappy hole." Who killed George Carroll and why? Why didn't anyone report him missing? Was he killed in the home? How was the fact that there was a decomposing body in the house able to be kept a secret? This is indeed a mystery, one that will probably not offer up the answers we all long for. The Carroll children are said not to be doing much speculating, but they have indicated that there may have been marital issues. The inscription for George Carroll's final resting place reads, "He never left." How fitting is that? Please stick around for a promo from a podcast by Dean and his daughter Krista called Family Plot. They delve into a variety of topics that are so interesting.
Hi, I'm Dean.
And I'm Krista.
She's the daughter.
He's the dad.
And together we are Family Plot.
So put on your adventure hat.
And join us as we take you on an adventure.
Through strange true history.
Weird true crime.
And all things paranormal.
I'm ready. I have my hat on.
It doesn't matter, Dad. No one can see us.
You're breaking the fourth wall.
Family Plot, available on iTunes, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
And most other pod listening apps.
Thank you for listening to this bonus mini episode of Crimatorium. During the Halloween season, bonus mystery episodes will be released once a week, along with the regular ones. All episodes are researched, written, edited, and narrated by me, Madeline.
Your chicken's so crispy, sauce so sweet. Del Tacos, your tacos make crispy leaf. A crispy chicken taco with honey and mango. Del, you make my heart go bang, bang, bang. Only $1 for me to savor. I'm in love with honey mango flavor.
Slide into Del Taco for the honey mango crispy chicken taco. Del Taco's newest crispy chicken taco is just $1. Price and participation may vary.
We're always driving to dance lessons. So we signed up for Know Your Drive. We save money and get closer to her dancing dreams.
The daring young man on the flying trapeze.
Or maybe her singing dreams. Sign up for Know Your Drive and save up to 20%. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Products not available in every state. Discount terms apply. Visit amfam.com/knowyourdrive for details. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
How do you feel when you switch to GEICO and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with GEICO feels just like that. Get more with GEICO.